We continue our learning Lili Nishmas Davi Mevanachamush and Chaim Yaakov Nepsichos Leo. We're in Nazir. Perek Beis, Mishnah Test. Our Mishnah is going to deal with someone who took upon himself two Nazirios, one that's going to begin immediately, and one that will begin when he has a child. And there are two possibilities of how we declare this. One is that when he declared that he's going to become a neder, he mentioned the Kabbalas Nazirus, his own personal Nazirus, before mentioning the Nazirus that he's going to take upon himself when his son is born, when his child is born. Or possibility two is when he made this declaration, he mentioned the Nazirus of that he will take upon himself with the birth of his son before the Nazirus that he mentions mitzad atzmo for himself. Says the Mishnah like this, Hareini Nazir v'Nazir Shikshayili Bain. So this is that first case. The ratio is where he takes upon, he mentions his Nazirus first, and a Nazir when I have a child. Hischil Monas Shelo. So he started counting his own Nazirus, which he was mekabel upon himself, and he mentioned first. V'achar kach no lot about lo bein. But within the days of those counting, so he, let's say 15 days, it took on a 30-day Nazirus. 15 days later, 2 weeks later, he has a son. So what should he do? There's a Nazirus that's supposed to kick in right now because he just had a son born. But he still has another 15 days left of his original Nazirus that was unrelated to having a son. Mashlim es shelo. He finishes the count of his own Nazirus, count the next 15 days, and after he finishes that count, then he should begin the second Nazirus that was mekabel upon himself for the birth of his son. Since when he mentioned, he made his declaration, he was mekabel the Nazirus mitzad atzmo for himself first, and therefore the Nazirus of Leidas Beno doesn't kick in until he completes his Nazirus, because his Nazirus was mentioned first. He was mekabel that first, and therefore he's knowing the two Nazirios one after the other. His megaleach, he shaves and brings the karbonos after each of the Nazirios, and when he finishes, after he does that for the first, and then he begins the second Nazirus. There's no need for him to begin. He should not begin the Nazirus just because the minute that his son is born. He has to finish the first Nazirus, finish the whole process, and then begin the count of the second Nazirus. What about Hareini Nazir Kshayeli Bein V'Nazir? He was mekabel to Nazirios, but he was mekabel the Nazirus of his son being born before his own Nazirus. Nonetheless, he can start his own Nazirus immediately. No problem. He took upon himself a Nazirus, so there's no reason why he can't start that count right now. And if he was, in fact, completed that Nazirus before his son was born, so he can shave, bring karbanos, and when his son is born, he'll begin that Nazirus that was mekabel for Leidas Beno. No reason why he can't do that out of order. But what happened was here, once again, where he took upon himself the Nazirus when he has a child. And then he said, Vin Nazir, and I'm also a Nazir, my own personal Nazirus, unrelated to having a child. So what does he do? He hasn't had a child born yet. Hischil Monas Shelo, he began to, may as well start. He started his own personal, that Nazirus, based on nothing, related to nothing. But V'achakach Nolad Berbein, but before he finished, let's say 15 days into that 30-day Nazirus of his own, he has a child born before he completed those 30 days. So then, because when he took his declaration, he mentioned the Nazirus that he would take upon himself having a child. That was the first Nazirus he mentioned. So now, Maniach Eshelo, he has to stop the count of his own personal Nazirus, Umonesh Beno, Oes Beno, and to begin the Nazirus because of Leidas Beno, because that was the one who was Mekabel first, V'acharka can do that whole, that Nazirus, V'acharka Mashlem Eshelo, and then when that he's done with the Nazirus that he took upon himself for Leidas Beno, he should fill in the days to fill of the original Nazirus that he took upon for himself. But he's not Megaleach after Nazirus Beno, but rather after his Mashlem Eshelo, then he's Megaleach on both of them and brings Karbonos of the Nazir double because of the Nazirus of Beno and the Nazirus Shelo. Now, true, if he was Mekabel upon himself, Nazirus for himself, let's say for more than 30 days, and he has what? He still has time after his Nazirus Beno, let's say he has a minimum of 30 days left of his own nazirus. Let's say he took upon himself a nazirus for 3 months for himself. So after he finishes, let's say, the 30-day nazirus for his son, let's say he only took upon himself 30 days for that, he has at least 30 days more, at least 30 days left for it to count of his own nazirus. Then he can be megaleach after the nazirus beno and bring in the karbanos for that nazirus, and then be mashlim his own nazirus and be megaleach and be karbanos for himself. Why? Because he still has a minimum of 30 days left to his nazirus. So then he can split them up like that. But since the Mishnah is dealing with nazirus tam, which is 30 days, and if he's megaleach after nazirus beno, he won't be able to be megaleach and bring the karbanos after his own personal nazirus, because there's less than 30 days that are left. Why? Because she'ein tiglachas pachos mishloshim yom, as we'll learn in the next Mishnah. Therefore, don't be megaleach after nazirus beno. Wait till you finish those last 15 days of your own personal nazirus, and then be megaleach on both. And bring the double amount of karbanos. That's the way Rashi and Tosfos understand this. The Rambam understands that even though he has left the nazirus of his less than 30 days, still after the nazirus of Beno, he can be megaleach and bring karbanos the way it's supposed to be. And then he's mashlim eshalo, which means what does he do? He counts 30 days of his own nazirus. She'ein tiglach as pachos mishloshim yom, and then he's megalach and brings his own karbanos. Meaning, according to the Rambam, he may only have 15-day left count on his own. But in this circumstance, add on another 15 days. Do a 30-day count so you can split up the karbanos the way ideally it should. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. According to the Rambam, it's coming to explain, and most Mepharshim, the Seifa of the previous Mishnah, which is Keitzan Hu Mashlim Eshalo. How exactly should he complete his own personal count? So says the Mishnah like this: Hareini Nazir L'Chsheyili Bein the Nazir Me'a Yom. He was a Mekabel to Nazirios. One, when he has a child, which is Hareini Nazir L'Chsheyili Bein, for if he one Nazirios when he has a son, which is a 30-day Nazirios. And one mitzad atzmo, but that nazirus is going to be for 100 days. So once again, harini nazir l'chsheili bein, the nazir me'ayom. When I have a child, I'll be a nazir for 30 days. But my own personal nazirus I also take upon myself is for 100 days. So he began to count his own personal nazirus because he didn't have a son just yet, like the sefer of the previous Mishnah case. And now he has a child, but he didn't finish his count. And what was his count? His count was, for his personal nazirus, 100 days. So that's what the Mishnah meant in the previous Mishnah. Maniach eshalo, umona espino. You leave aside your own 100 count, whatever's left of the 100 count, and then count for your son, and then you mashlim yours. No lad lo bein ad shivim. Let's say the child was born within 70 days of your own personal count, and therefore you have 30 or plus days after the birth of, in order to make up, lo hifsid klum. You don't lose out on anything. You leave out Maniach Eshalo, Yemona the Nazirus of Leidas Beno, and Megaleach bring Karbanos, and then you mashlim your days for your own personal Nazirus. You have 30 days minimum left, because you took on 100 days, it's within 70 days, so more than 30 or plus days left. And then, so you lost nothing. Now you count the 30 days that are left, or plus, and you have two Nazirus, and then you could bring your Karbanos. Two separate times. But let's say the son was born after you counted more than 7 days, and therefore your count, your personal zeros, unrelated to your son, that is only less than 30 days left. So sir shivim. So this, what this does is it literally contradicts up till 70. It means that the days that are left up until 70, that you were noheg your son was born, up until the son was born, rather, your personal 100 days, they basically fall off that count. They don't count anymore. And after you count your nazirus for leidas beno, yimigalech, bring karbanos, and count another 30 days, which basically means up until 70, which means, let's say you counted, for argument's sake, you counted 80 days of your personal nazirus, and then your son was born. So we're basically saying is 10 of those days was a waste. Because you now have to count 30 days that are left. And if you count it up to 90, so now 20 of those days are a waste. Because you still have to count 30. You don't have 10 days left. You have 30 days left. And then you're going to bring your karbonos. She'ein tiglachas pachos mishloshim yom. This is the way we're learning Mishnah, like the Rambam, the previous Mishnah. Tiglachas benazir has to be a minimum of 30 days. And therefore, the son is born after 70 days to the count of the zeros. Beyond that, you lose all of those days, and you're going to count, you're going to have to count a minimum of 30 days, either way, even though you may have counted more than the 70 days out of the 100.